Hey everyone, from the world headquarters of Humor at Work, it's Michael Kerr with another episode of Humor at Work. So it's April, it's Humor Month, and it's also Stress Awareness Month. So I want to ask you this question. Is the style of humor that you practice helping you fight stress, or could it be adding to your stress? You see, humor researchers have created a humor styles questionnaire, which classifies humor styles into four different categories. And not all the styles are good for us. So listen to these four categories of humor and consider which one you practice the most. The first is affiliative humor. This is the tendency to tell jokes, make humorous observations, and to say funny things as a way to amuse others, reduce interpersonal tensions, and facilitate strong relationships. You know, it's Jerry Seinfeld kind of humor, maybe. The second type of humor is self-enhancing humor. This is maintaining a humorous outlook even when you're alone, being amused by the incongruities and absurdities in life, keeping one's humor in the face of stress and adversity, and the use of humor to cope with challenges. That's self-enhancing humor. The third style is aggressive humor, the tendency to use humor to criticize or manipulate other people, including sarcasm, ridicule, teasing, and disparaging humor, your basic Don Rickles kind of humor. And the last style is self-defeating humor. This is the tendency to amuse others by saying funny things at your own expense, to use excessively self-disparaging humor, and to use humor to ingratiate yourself with others. This type of humor is also used to avoid dealing with problems or issues in the workplace. Now, many people, of course, shift between the various styles depending on their mood and the context, but most people tend to have a predominant style of humor, and this humor style will likely impact how psychologically healthy they are. How healthy you are. Affiliative and self-enhancing humor, the first two I described, are, as you might guess, considered much healthier and have been positively correlated to lower levels of depression and anxiety and higher levels of self-esteem and overall psychological health. Aggressive and self-defeating humor, the last two styles I mentioned, are associated with higher levels of hostility, aggression, and anxiety. This makes sense, considering that the term sarcasm comes from the Greek word sarcasmos, which means to tear at flesh like a dog. Now, the research suggests that the best style of all of those four is the self-enhancing humor, the second one I mentioned, the ability to maintain a humorous outlook even when alone, being amused by the incongruities and absurdities in life. People who celebrate this kind of humor the most tend to be less likely to rehash negative past events, and they tend to be more emotionally healthy. So my fun at work tip, create a humorous code of conduct for your workplace or your team that reminds everyone to practice safe humor. Keep it fun, or it kind of defeats the purpose, and keep it simple. In an effort to keep their workplace positive, one of my clients requires meeting participants to actually pay $1 for every sarcastic remark they make during meetings. Another has created a sarcasm space where anyone feeling sarcastic must stand in a specific spot of their open office before getting their sarcastic remark off their chest. And the quote of the week, speaking of using humor to deal with stress, from good old Charlie Chaplin, to truly laugh, you must be able to take your pain and play with it. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, like everyone else, senior executives have bad hair days from time to time. A survey of 150 senior executives asked them to recall their most embarrassing moments at work. Here are some of the responses. A very personal voicemail from my spouse went to someone else. Never a good thing. I showed up at work on a Sunday thinking it was Monday. I had to play Cher in an employee appreciation skit. How embarrassing would that be? I fell off the stage while speaking at a business event. Been there, done that. I came into work wearing two different colored shoes. I did an entire presentation with my fly open. Again, been there, done that. And finally, while interviewing a candidate, I fell asleep during the job interview. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put humor to work for less stress and more success. And as always, cruise by the old website, www.mikekerr.com, for great ideas, articles, resources, and to sign up for the weekly print e-zine of this podcast that has great links to all sorts of additional resources.